New York Breeze. Coming to you from New York, everyday stories and information for listeners in Japan. Welcome to episode number 8 of the New York Breeze, the podcast where you can listen in English and Japanese about life in New York City in easy-to-digest one-minute soundbites. I'm Chris in New York, and my co-host in Japan is Shoko. This episode rounds out our rooftop series. In the previous two episodes, we explored rooftop farms and rooftop movies. Today, we're going to take a deep dive into New York's rooftop pools. I'm going to highlight my favorite, more easily accessible rooftop pools in the city.
今回のエピソードは屋上シリーズの仕上げです。これまで屋上農園、屋上映画館について見てきました。今日はニューヨークの屋上プールについて探求していきましょう。私の好きな利用しやすい屋上プールについてお教えします。
So, there are two things missing from the vast majority of New York City apartments. Most of us lack a washing machine inside the apartment and a pool in the building. We feel that sense of lack, especially when summertime rolls around. The buildup of heat, sweat, and stress in the summer in the city makes the prospect of taking a dip all the more enticing. And what could be better than a rooftop oasis?
ニューヨークの大部分のアパートには二つのものが欠けています。各世帯には洗濯機が、建物にはプールが。夏が巡ってくると何か欠けているという感じがします。暑く汗とストレスでいっぱいの日々を送っていると、人泳ぎすることが何よりも魅惑的に思われます。屋上のオアシスに勝るものがあるでしょうか。
While most pools in New York City typically require expensive membership fees or exorbitant hotel stays, these elevated spots offer day passes for a fraction of the cost. Yes, some require throwing down some serious cash, but some things are worth the splurge. And in this roundup of accessible rooftop pools, there are a variety of options that won't break your budget. So get ready to bust out your favorite swimming gear and splish splash in the pools with the most soul-inspiring views of New York City.
ニューヨークではプールを利用する場合、高額な会員料金や高額なホテル滞在費を要求されるのが普通ですが、屋上プールはわずかな費用で1日パスを提供してくれます。今回の利用しやすいプールの総まとめでは、お財布に優しい様々な選択肢をご紹介します。
Rooftop pools in Manhattan.
マンハッタンの屋上プール。
One of my all-time favorite rooftop pools is at the Parker New York Hotel on West 56th Street behind Carnegie Hall. The pool area is enclosed. The floor-to-ceiling windows provide sweeping views of Central Park. The word refreshing doesn't come close to describing this rejuvenating experience. $150 gets you an all-day outside guest pass.
これまでで一番のお気に入りはカーネギーホールの裏のパーカーニューヨークホテルにあります。このプールは窓で囲まれていますが、天井まである窓からはセントラルパークが一望できます。1日パスは150ドルです。
The Hotel Ganzevoort features a rooftop space with its unbeatable 45-foot pool, landscaped garden, and rooftop bar serving specialty cocktails. Located on 9th Avenue in the Meatpacking District, they are close to the High Line and the Whitney.The rooftop pool overlooks the Hudson River, and since it's heated, you can enjoy the pool all year round. Sweet!
ホテルガンズボートでは、眺めの良い庭園、ルーフトップバーが特色です。ミートパッキングディストリクトにあり、ハイラインやホイットニー美術館も近くにあります。
In Soho, Jimmy at the James on Grand Street has a cute little rooftop pool. It's not particularly big,But it is open to the public for free on Saturdays and Sundays. From 3 p.m., everybody can enjoy a no-cover bar and pool party complete with DJs and a cash bar, all surrounded by inspiring views of the city skyline.
ソーホーのグランドストリートにあるジミー・アット・ザ・ジェームズでは、 可愛らしいサイズのルーフトッププールがあります。土曜日と日曜日、無料で開放されています。
Rooftop pools in Brooklyn.
ブルックリンの屋上プール。
In Williamsburg, Brooklyn, there are several hotels competing for the biggest and best rooftop pool experience. Making it a little confusing is the fact that they are all clustered near McCarran Park, where you can find the renovated public pool that is free if you purchase a one-year recreation pass that costs about the same or less than you'd pay for a single day at many of those swank rooftop pools. It's $150 for adults, $25 for seniors, 65 and older,and costs nothing for children and teens under the age of 18.
ブルックリンのウィリアムズバーグでは、いくつかのホテルが屋上プールを充実させようと競い合っています。マカレンパーク近くに密集しているので混乱しやすいのですが、多くの気取った屋上プールの1日の料金と同じか、それ以下の料金で年間リクリエーションパスを購入すると、新しくなった公共プールを無料で利用できます。大人150ドル、65歳以上のシニアは25ドル、18歳未満はお金はいりません。
First off is the McCarran Hotel in Williamsburg. Its pool isn't technically on the roof, though it's both elevated and excellent enough to make this list. This is a three-season saltwater pool with lounge that serves delicious food.You don't need to book a hotel room to use the pool. You can purchase a day pass for some money. Definitely, this is the place for the luxury-minded hipster set.
まず最初はマカレーンホテルです。厳密には屋上にあるのではないのですが、高台にあり、リストに入れるのにふさわしい素晴らしい場所です。美味しい食事を出してくれるラウンジ付きの冬以外、海水が利用できるプールです。プールを利用するのに宿泊する必要はありません。
The Williamsburg Hotel on Wyeth Avenue debuted their eagerly awaited rooftop pool and bar this summer. A day pass costs anywhere between $65 to $100. You'll have to check with them on pricing for reserving a cabana, day bed, or a lounge chair. For this one, it's probably best to book a stay to get treated right.
ホイットニーアベニューにあるウィリアムズバーグホテルでは、この夏、待望の屋上プールとバーがデビューしました。1日パスは65ドルから100ドルです。カバナ、デイベッド、ラウンジチェア予約のための料金は確認してみてください。
The William Vale, also in Billberg, has one-upped their competition. They have a 60-foot rooftop pool with awesome Manhattan views. The poolside is roomy and the terrace is around 5,000 square feet.You can bet food and drinks are served. Day passes are only available Mondays through Thursdays and start at $150. See their website before you go, just to make sure.
ウィリアム・ベイルは競争を一歩リードしています。素晴らしいマンハッタンの景色に加え、プールサイドは広々としてテラスの広さは5000平方フィートです。一日パスが利用できるのは月曜日から木曜日までで150ドルからです。
LIC and Roosevelt Island, something different.
ロングアイランドシティとルーズベルトアイランドはちょっと違う。
In Long Island City, there's the Profundo Day Club. It's set up for sun worshippers. Their rooftop pool gets unobstructed sunlight in addition to a killer view of the city. Last time I checked, a day pass runs $50.
ロングアイランドシティにはプロファウンドデイクラブがあります。太陽が大好きな人向けです。一日パスは50ドルです。
Located in between Manhattan and Long Island City is Roosevelt Island. The pool at Sports Park is very local and a fantastic deal. To get there, you take the tram. The tramway is on 2nd Avenue at East 60th Street. For the same price as a subway or bus fare, you get a tram ride.Think gondola. Or you could even take the ferry. Even though this is not a rooftop pool, you get there by going over rooftops. The pool at Sports Park is 25 meters, half Olympic size. And the best part is that it only costs $5 for adults and $3 for children and teens 4 to 17 years old, and is free for senior citizens. It's just steps from the Roosevelt Island Tramway and New York City Ferry.
ルーズベルトアイランドはマンハッタンとロングアイランドシティの間にあります。地下鉄やバスと同じ料金でゴンドラのようなトラムを利用できます。最高なのは大人5ドル、4歳児から17歳は3ドル、シニアは無料だということです。
The floating pool in the BX.
ブロンクスのフローティングプール。
Venture just north of Manhattan and in the Bronx you'll find the floating pool, a barge converted into a rooftop pool open in summer. Throughout the city there are numerous public swimming pools like the one I mentioned in Brooklyn at McCarran Park, but this one is very special because it's a converted rooftop pool. For a full list of public pools you can visit the NYC Parks Department website. I'll put the full URL in our podcast description so you get all the info.
ちょっと冒険してマンハッタンの北、ブロンクスまで行ってみると、フローティングプールがあります。はしけが夏の間だけ屋上プールに変わるのです。街中に数多くの公共プールがあります。完全な一覧の URL が、このポッドキャストのスクリプトに載っています。
Just a little safety tip. Make sure you have a sturdy combination lock when you head out to a public pool. It will keep your valuables safe and let you hit the water feeling more secure about your belongings. And here is a little PSA, how to get free sunscreen. The NYC Parks is furthering its sun safety efforts by providing free sunscreen to city pools across the five boroughs. Outdoor pools will all have dispensers with free broad-spectrum SPF 50 sunscreen. NYC Parks also offers free swimming lessons for people of all ages throughout the summer. Putting those tax dollars to work, yeah!
無料のサンスクリーンや無料の水泳教室を提供しているとは、税金をうまく使っていますね。
It makes sense to comment that New York City right now is fast adding to its rooftop spaces for a variety of reasons. Not the least because there's intense demand for the sake of social media. People want to have incredible visual moments to share with their friends and followers. This desire is definitely fueling the growth in design spaces like the ones we're talking about today. A rooftop garden, curated experiences like a rooftop film,Or a rooftop pool with a cabana filled with Instagram-worthy edibles and cocktails is, no pun intended, the ultimate elevated experience. NYC is constantly changing, and the rooftop trend is one of the most exciting facets of our city today. For more info, you can check out the links in the info section of the podcast.
ニューヨークで現在にわかに屋上が注目されているのには、様々な理由がありますが、ソーシャルメディアの影響は大きいでしょう。友達やフォロワーと視覚に訴える素晴らしい瞬間を共有したいという思いが、今日お話ししたような場所の設計につながっているのです。屋上庭園、屋上映画館のよりすぐりの経験、そして屋上プールには、インスタグラムにふさわしい食事、カクテル付きのプールサイドの光景がありますから、まさに頂上にいる経験です。
All right. Thanks for listening. If you like what you hear, hit that like button and get subscribed. Until next time. Bye for now.
聞いてくれてありがとう。購読してくれると嬉しいです。ではまた。それでは、クリスさんの英語をもう一度お聞きください。
This episode rounds out our rooftop series. In the previous two episodes, we explored rooftop farms and rooftop movies. Today, we're going to take a deep dive into New York's rooftop pools. I'm going to highlight my favorite, more easily accessible rooftop pools in the city. So, there are two things missing from the vast majority of New York City apartments. Most of us lack a washing machine inside the apartment and a pool in the building.We feel that sense of lack, especially when summertime rolls around. The buildup of heat, sweat, and stress in the summer in the city makes the prospect of taking a dip all the more enticing. And what could be better than a rooftop oasis? While most pools in New York City typically require expensive membership fees or exorbitant hotel stays, these elevated spots offer day passes for a fraction of the cost. Yes, some require throwing down some serious cash, but some things are worth the splurge. And in this roundup of accessible rooftop pools, there are a variety of options that won't break your budget. So get ready to bust out your favorite swimming gear and splish splash in the pools with the most soul-inspiring views of New York City. Rooftop pools in Manhattan. One of my all-time favorite rooftop pools is at the Parker New York Hotel on West 56th Street behind Carnegie Hall. The pool area is enclosed. The floor-to-ceiling windows provide sweeping views of Central Park. The word refreshing doesn't come close to describing this rejuvenating experience. $150 gets you an all-day outside guest pass. The Hotel Ganzevoort features a rooftop space with its unbeatable 45-foot pool, landscaped garden, and rooftop bar serving specialty cocktails. Located on 9th Avenue in the Meatpacking District, they are close to the High Line and the Whitney. The rooftop pool overlooks the Hudson River, and since it's heated, you can enjoy the pool all year round. Sweet! In Soho, Jimmy at the James on Grand Street has a cute little rooftop pool. It's not particularly big, but it is open to the public for free on Saturdays and Sundays. From 3 p.m., everybody can enjoy a no-cover bar and pool party complete with DJs and a cash bar, all surrounded by inspiring views of the city skyline. Rooftop pools in Brooklyn. In Williamsburg, Brooklyn, there are several hotels competing for the biggest and best rooftop pool experience. Making it a little confusing is the fact that they are all clustered near McCarran Park, where you can find the renovated public pool that is free if you purchase a one-year recreation pass that costs about the same or less than you'd pay for a single day at many of those swank rooftop pools. It's $150 for adults, $25 for seniors, 65 and older, and costs nothing for children and teens under the age of 18. First off is the McCarran Hotel in Williamsburg. Its pool isn't technically on the roof, though it's both elevated and excellent enough to make this list. This is a three-season saltwater pool with lounge that serves delicious food. You don't need to book a hotel room to use the pool. You can purchase a day pass for some money. Definitely, this is the place for the luxury-minded hipster set. The Williamsburg Hotel on Wyeth Avenue debuted their eagerly awaited rooftop pool and bar this summer. A day pass costs anywhere between $65 to $100. You'll have to check with them on pricing for reserving a cabana, daybed, or a lounge chair. For this one, it's probably best to book a stay to get treated right. The William Vale, also in Billberg, has one-upped their competition. They have a 60-foot rooftop pool with awesome Manhattan views. The poolside is roomy and the terrace is around 5,000 square feet. You can bet food and drinks are served. Day passes are only available Mondays through Thursdays and start at $150. See their website before you go, just to make sure. LIC and Roosevelt Island, something different. In Long Island City, there's the Profundo Day Club. It's set up for sun worshippers. Their rooftop pool gets unobstructed sunlight in addition to a killer view of the city. Last time I checked, a day pass runs $50. Located in between Manhattan and Long Island City is Roosevelt Island. The pool at Sports Park is very local and a fantastic deal. To get there, you take the tram. The tramway is on 2nd Avenue at East 60th Street. For the same price as a subway or bus fare, you get a tram ride. Think gondola. Or you could even take the ferry. Even though this is not a rooftop pool, you get there by going over rooftops. The pool at Sports Park is 25 meters, half Olympic size, and the best part is that it only costs $5 for adults and $3 for children and teens 4 to 17 years old, and is free for senior citizens. It's just steps from the Roosevelt Island Tramway and New York City Ferry. The Floating Pool in the BX. Venture just north of Manhattan, and in the Bronx you'll find the Floating Pool, a barge converted into a rooftop pool open in summer. Throughout the city, there are numerous public swimming pools, like the one I mentioned in Brooklyn at McCarran Park. But this one is very special because it's a converted rooftop pool. For a full list of public pools, you can visit the NYC Parks Department website. I'll put the full URL in our podcast description so you get all the info. Just a little safety tip. Make sure you have a sturdy combination lock when you head out to a public pool. It will keep your valuables safe and let you hit the water feeling more secure about your belongings. And here's a little PSA, how to get free sunscreen. The NYC Parks is furthering its sun safety efforts by providing free sunscreen to city pools across the five boroughs. Outdoor pools will all have dispensers with free broad-spectrum SPF 50 sunscreen. NYC Parks also offers free swimming lessons for people of all ages throughout the summer. Putting those tax dollars to work, yeah! It makes sense to comment that New York City right now is fast adding to its rooftop spaces for a variety of reasons. Not the least because there's intense demand for the sake of social media. People want to have incredible visual moments to share with their friends and followers. This desire is definitely fueling the growth in design spaces like the ones we're talking about today. A rooftop garden, curated experiences like a rooftop film, or a rooftop pool with a cabana filled with Instagram-worthy edibles and cocktails is, no pun intended, the ultimate elevated experience. NYC is constantly changing, and the rooftop trend is one of the most exciting facets of our city today. For more info, you can check out the links in the info section of the podcast. All right, thanks for listening. If you like what you hear, hit that like button and get subscribed. Until next time, bye for now.